Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came upon John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. In those days, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. John came into all the region around the Jordan in the wilderness of Judea, preaching a baptism of repentance unto remission of sins, and saying, Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this John the Baptist is he that was spoken of in the book of utterances of the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his pathway straight. Every valley shall be filled up, and every mountain and hill be brought low, and crooked paths shall be made straight, and the rough shall be made smooth, and all men will see the salvation of God. Now the same John wore raiment made of camel's hair, with a girdle of leather about his loins, and he lived upon locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him they of Jerusalem and all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan. And on confessing their sins they were baptized by him in the Jordan. But when he saw the crowds, many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, coming out to be baptized by him, he said therefore to them, You offspring of vipers, who forewarned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits that belong to repentance. And think not to say among yourselves that, We have Abraham as father. For I say to you, that even from these stones God can raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe is ready at the root of the trees, every tree therefore that does not bear good fruit is being hewn down and cast into the fire. So the crowds were asking him, What then shall we do? And he answering said to them, He that has two garments, let him share with him who has none, and let him who has food do likewise. And publicans also came to be baptized. And said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Exact no more than is appointed you. And soldiers also were asking, And what shall we do? And he said to them, Take no money by violence, nor accuse men falsely, and be content with your wages. Then with the people in expectation and all debating in their hearts whether John were the Messiah or not, John answered them all and proclaimed to them, saying, I indeed baptize you in water for repentance, but coming after me is one mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to remove, whose sandal thong I am not fit to stoop down and untie. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean his threshing floor, and gather his wheat into the granary but burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Thus with many various exhortations he was preaching good news to the people. Then it came to pass in those days, when all the people had been baptized, that Jesus came from Nazareth to the Jordan unto John to be baptized by him. Now John would have stopped him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answering said to him, Grant that it be so now, for it is fitting that we thus should fulfill all righteousness. Then he yielded, and Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. And coming up immediately out of the water, and praying, behold, he saw the heavens opened unto him, and the Holy Spirit of God descending upon him in bodily form as a dove, and resting on him, and lo, a voice came from out of the heavens, saying, You are my beloved Son, in whom I have delighted. Now Jesus, making his appearance at about age 30, being a son, as was supposed, of Joseph, was himself descended from Heli, son of Matthat, son of Jeshua, son of Judah, son of Levi, son of Eleazar, son of Jacob, son of Melchi, son of Joram, son of Isaac, son of Janai, son of Matthat, son of Abraham, son of Joseph, son of Levi, son of Terah, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Nahor, son of Amos, son of Judas, son of Sereg, son of Nahum, son of Joseph, son of Reu, son of Esli, son of Jonam, son of Peleg, son of Nagai, son of Eliakim, son of Heber, son of Math, son of Maliah, son of Shelah, son of Mattathias, son of Mena, son of Kainan, son of Semain, son of Mattatha, son of Arphaxad, son of Josek, son of Nathan, son of Shem, son of Jodah, son of David, son of Noah, son of Johanan, son of Jesse, son of Lamech, son of Resa, son of Obed, son of Methuselah, son of Zerubbabel, son of Boaz, son of Enoch, son of Shealtiel, son of Salmon, son of Jared, son of Neri, son of Nashon, son of Mahalalel, son of Melchi, son of Amminadab, son of Kainan, son of Adi, son of Admon, son of Enos, son of Kosam, son of Aram, son of Seth, son of Elmadam, son of Hezron, son of Adam, son of Er, son of Perez, son of God. Then Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness, where he remained for 40 days and was with the wild beasts. And he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, he was led up to be tested by the devil. Now during those days he ate nothing, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he at length became hungry. So the tempter, Satan, came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city, Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written that he will command his angels concerning you, that they guard you, and, upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answering said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And again, the devil led him up on an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and he said to him, "All these things, all this power and their glory, will I give you, for to me has it been delivered, and to whomever I will I give it. If therefore you will fall down and make obeisance to me, it shall all be yours." Then Jesus answered and said to him, "Go away, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." So the devil, having finished every kind of testing, departed from him for a time, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. And here is the affirmation John made, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed, and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say of yourself?" He said, "I am a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." Now those who had been sent were from among the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said to him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize in water, but standing among you is one whom you know not, he it is who coming after me ranks before me, whose sandal thong I am not fit to untie." These things occurred in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me is coming a man who ranks before me. For he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he might be made known to Israel, for this I came baptizing in water." And John made an affirmation, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending out of heaven as a dove, and he abode upon him. And knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize in water, that same one said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining, he it is who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness, that this is the Son of God." Again the next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and gazing at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, "Teacher, where are you lodging?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was lodging, and remained with him that day. It was about 10 in the morning. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, "the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus had beheld him intently, he said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated, "a stone." The next day Jesus purposed to proceed into Galilee. And he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael, and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law, and the prophets also, wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, "Behold, truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How is it that you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, while you were under the fig tree I saw you." Nathanael answered him and said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? Greater things than these shall you see." And he said to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you both, the time is coming when you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Then the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what are you doing to me? My time is not yet here." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were sitting there 6 water jars of stone, used for the Jews' rites of purification, holding 20 to 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, "Fill up the water jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. Then he said to them, "Draw out some now, and take it to the maitre of the feast." So they took it. And when the maitre of the feast had tasted the water now made wine, not knowing from where it came, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the maitre of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone sets forth the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then that which is poor, but you have kept the good wine until now." Thus in Cana of Galilee Jesus wrought this beginning of his miraculous signs and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed upon him. After this he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there a short while.